Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Audrey, yeah. Braden has been ghosted, and we're going to hopefully get him some answers. But first, let's say hello to Braden.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey there, y'all.
What's going on, Braden? Tell us how we got here.
Well, got ghosted. I wouldn't be talking to you guys. I didn't like ever want to be in a situation where I'd have to call in and do this, and I guess nobody does. But yeah, I've been listening to you guys for years. It's finally my turn to be in this.
Next up.
Aww.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing at you. I understand that it sucks. So, all right. How did you meet Alicia?
So we met on Bumble. I mean, I guess everybody meets everybody online these days. It's kind of how it works, right? But like, I don't know. This was kind of different because, you know, but Bumble, like the woman has to match with you and start the conversation. And she was like really driving the conversation. Like
right,
she was
that.
Like really persistent with me. She started off complimenting me and was just like really flirty. And, you know, that was kind of how we kept it up for a while we were still chatting on the app.
Yeah, I like that. That's hot to me. You like that?
I loved it. I haven't felt that kind of like chemistry and like interest from somebody just over text, but it made me just like, I was really, really excited to meet her in person. And she was the one who like pushed for meeting in person first. But I was just super jazzed about it. I thought that was like a really good sign.
Okay.
But as soon as we got on the date, like I could tell something was off. You know, like I pissed her off at some point or something because like she has not been the same with me over text since then. And like now she's like barely even answering the text messages that I send her. So
Braden, let me ask you this. Did you guys FaceTime at all before meeting up?
No, we chatted on the app a bunch.
Okay.
And, you know, and she was eager to meet in person. And then we scheduled an in-person date. Yeah,
okay.
we didn't like FaceTime or anything, no.
All right. Well, let's call Alicia and see if she'll talk to us, and hopefully we'll get you some answers, okay?
That would be great.
All right.
Hello?
Alicia.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. This is a really random call, but I hope you'll talk to us. My name is Brad Booker, and I got Alex Franco, Audrey Allen. We do a morning show on the radio, Mix 94.7, and we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I don't know if you've heard of us or heard of it, but we try to help out people that feel like they have been ghosted. And that's where we are here with you, because Braden's on the phone, and Braden just told us amazing things about you, said you were awesome. You reached out to him on Bumble, and he said that he was super excited to meet you in person, but could tell right away that something was off.
Oh, man.
And since then, you haven't responded to him. So he's like, I don't know what else to do. That's what we do. We try to help facilitate a conversation. So will you chat with us? Help us get Braden some answers. And if you don't want to go out with him anymore, that's totally okay. He just wants to know what happened so he can move on.
I mean, we obviously know it's looks. Right?
Well, Alex.
Well, no, I mean, because they didn't see each other before, and then this happens after
well,
they fall.
Well, Juan could assume
something.
That. He could have done something. Mm-hmm. So, will you tell us your side of the story?
Wow.
Is it something with the way he looks?
Okay. I kind of don't want to be honest right now, because I feel like it's going to sound really bad, and I don't want it to be, like, hurtful, you know? Like, I feel like I'm like kind of put on the spot right now.
Yeah.
And if it was by text, I could have like come up with an excuse or like something nicer to say as a reason. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, I feel like this is like, I don't want to be mean.
That is a very nice thing to say. But Braden reached out to us because he wants to know. And Braden, you're willing to hear it out no matter what it is, right?
I'm not super sensitive. I can take it. I'm not going to take it personally. I want to know what happened.
I'm really sorry. I guess like I just, like, the attraction just wasn't there for me. Like, it was when we were texting. Like, I felt like we had this, like, cool chemistry. But I think the picture I had in my head, like, was different from who you are. And, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, the way you look. Like, you're very good looking. You're just, like, not my type.
Well, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, you had an idea what he looked like. So what happened between what you saw and what you saw?
Well, I guess, like, I didn't really notice it at the time, but what I think went wrong is that, like, in every one of his pictures, he had a hat on. So I just, like, assumed there was hair under it. And he's bald, which is, like, not bad. Just, like, not what I was picturing or, like, what I'm particularly attracted to. Do you know what I mean? And, like, oh, God, this sounds so bad. I sound terrible. I'm really sorry.
No, please be totally honest.
The other thing is that, like, in his pictures, like, he's never smiling. And I didn't really know how to bring this up on, like, the date, because I don't think I ever would, because, like, that would be so rude. But just, like, his teeth situation was, like, different than what I was expecting. And I'm not saying you have to have, like, a perfect smile. I don't even like my smile. Like, I really don't. But that's, like, why I show it in pictures, because I just, like, want people to know what I really look like. And I guess I wish I'd known that, like, his teeth weren't the best taken care of, just so I, like, knew ahead. It just, like, threw me off. You know what I mean?
All right. To kind of lighten this a little bit. Oh, you are saying that he is an attractive guy.
Yeah, no, like, he's very nice looking and attractive. I just, like, felt a little bit misled.
Yeah.
Because I, like, had this idea that I was attracted to, and it didn't match what you were. But, like, you are attractive. Like, just not...
Attractive,
like,
not, for you.
Wasn't what I was expecting. And just not, yeah, just not particularly my type. Like, I'm really sorry. Like, you're a nice person, but, like, you wanted the truth.
Brayden?
I get it, all right? I mean, like, I am insecure about those parts of myself. And so, I don't, like, on the profile, I tend to kind of try to hide it. And I guess that's not a good idea, because when I meet up with people and they see that I'm bald and my teeth are busted, that's what I actually look like. But that's just me, you know? I'm so insecure about it. Like, I worry, like, I'm not even going to get any matches or have any kind of conversations with people if I do show it on there, you know?
I guess I'm just like, you should look better in person than in your pictures, not the other way around.
Oh.
Or just show it.
But then it's, like, nice. And then you're just like, hey, oh, my gosh, you're even cuter than I thought. Whereas, like, I just kind of felt like you were trying to be something you weren't.
Oh, on the pictures. Gotcha. Yeah.
It was the hiding.
Yeah, like Audrey said, show it so they know what to expect. Yeah, hey, man, we don't need to pile it on. We do certainly appreciate you being honest, mm-hmm. because that helps him a lot, Alicia. So good luck to you guys, and I hope everything works out for you both.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.